This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Big elections in Greece this Sunday. They're pitting the pro-austerity crowd against the anti-austerity crowd. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is taking a tough line against Greece. Keep your promises to cut spending and deficits is her warning. And most Germans agree with her, if the polls are correct. We've been sounding out Europeans all week long in a special series.
A man walks into a bar, he says, "Give me a Bacardi and Coke."
Our correspondent Stephen Beard's been bar hopping through Europe all week. Today, he's reporting from Berlin.
If rock music and shabby gothic decor are your thing, Berlin's 8mm bar is the place for you. It's a world away from the conservative beer cellars of Munich and the button-down wine bars of Frankfurt. 8mm's hip young owner is American-educated Louis Drosch. He feels for the Greeks and other hard-pressed Europeans. After all, he says, Berliners know what it's like to be down at heel.
Berlin, not too long ago, declared bankruptcy, and Berlin seems to be doing better financially, so I think on a local level, we all feel pretty good here.
Berliners may be in the mood to help, he says, but they're not happy about the antics of Greek anti-austerity protesters in Athens. They've been daubing the swastika over pictures of German Chancellor Angela Merkel and doing Nazi salutes.
These symbols are outlawed within Germany, and so to see other people using them, it's unbelievable. It's so taboo. I just see it as really shocking. It really is.
One of his customers isn't shocked or even surprised. 23-year-old musician Max Buskol blames the German government for throwing its weight around in Athens and bullying the Greeks into a strict program of austerity and economic reform.
It's 1938 all over again, you know? It's like we're going to take over this country just for a short while. We're going to swap it all around, make it German, and then leave. It doesn't work. You know, it's just an invasion. It is an invasion.
Mind you, as a German taxpayer, Max does worry about sending too great a share of his taxes to Athens.
I wouldn't like to see a huge percentage going to Greece or something. I would like to see the schools getting the money for that and stuff, you know, like stuff that my children would benefit from.
Scratch the liberal surface of these young Berliners and you often do find a layer of German fiscal conservatism. Julia Hartz works in publishing.
Of course it feels kind of strange paying money to a country which doesn't want to pay the money back, and they don't make efforts to pay it back.
But she still wants to cut the Greeks some slack. How about another customer here, David Orth, who works in a clothing store?
How do you feel as a German taxpayer bailing out Greece?
I'm probably fine with it, because who is Germany not to help? Because, I mean, we've been pretty much down on the ground some 60, 70 years ago. And we got a lot of money from a lot of countries, especially the US, and it helped.
Ralph Haunschild, commercial photographer, says he believes that in spite of the stern words from Angela Merkel, Germany will do what it takes to save the euro, and he says so it should.
I think it's worth saving, because it makes living in Europe pretty much easier.
You think Germany will ride to the rescue again? Germany will bail out the Greeks?
Yeah, Germany to the rescue.
But even the generous good humour of these young Berliners may be tested this weekend if the Greeks vote again to reject budget cuts and economic reform. At the 8mm bar in Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.